any humorous incidents about my life now that you can think of when I was young? That thing about rolling down the steps, I can't remember, but there might be some more like that.
Remember the day you went in to tell your father you were going to the seminary?
Yeah, what's your...
You sat there, sprawled out, as you always did, on a couple of chairs, because you were a long, lanky fellow that had to have a lot of space for his legs. And you had a big bag of peanuts. And you went into your father's law office, sitting waiting for him for an hour or two. You practically finished the bag of peanuts on the floor, and then spread yourself out there asleep until he came out. And then when he came out to get you, you went in and told him that you were going away to the seminary, that you wanted to go to the Jesuits, and he told you they wouldn't take you, and had quite an argument with you. And as you started down in the elevator together to come home, you said, well, the Ford's parked around on Chestnut Street. And your father said, by golly, if it is, you sure have a vocation. But if it isn't, brother, you're going to pay for it. And you went around, and there was the Ford. So Pop felt because the Ford hadn't been pulled in that it was all right.
Yeah.
And Rebecca told me about the peanuts.
Uh-huh. Well, it might have been.
The only recollection she had of you was being in the office eating peanuts.
I would think it would be Frank, because as far as I can remember, Dad was shaving up in the third floor bathroom when I told him.
Maybe.
I might have told him more than once, but that's one of the times I told him. And he said, you can go today, brother. Well, I was more quiet than Frank, and you think it was because of Frank having been disciplined so much in front
you,
of me.
You were very much more quiet than Frank, and I always thought because you were lazier. Because you would sit in a corner. Of course, you would read a book, and read a great deal, which Frank didn't do. Frank was always wanting to be on the go, and the jitters. But you would sit around and read, and...
When was this? I mean, after...
When you were younger.
Grade school.
Well, no, in high school, I'd say. I don't remember grade school too much. But you would sit. You would sit and read, or you would play the piano. You had some other interest that Frank didn't have. He never was interested in the piano.
He had the violin.
He had the violin, but it only lasted while he took a few lessons, that's all. But you would sit and read, and... You were quieter in a lot of ways, although you had the temper the same as Frank had when it got aroused and would be apt to give one of the younger ones a boot or something if it struck your fancy.
Well, did we fight much, Frank and I?
Yes, you fought a great deal. Oh, well, I can't say you fought a great deal. You just fought naturally, as boys would. But Frank was much nicer with the younger children than you were. Frank would care for the younger children and would play with them. That you wouldn't. They annoyed you. They were in your way. They were chased whenever they went near you.
Do you remember the first day of school that Frank went to school?
Yeah, I remember the little redhead with the bag around his shoulder.
Did you get him a new bag?
Oh, got him a new bag and a new suit. His hair all combed and took him in to sister. The difficulty was that I had been teaching him, and he was away beyond the children in the first grade when he went in there. So poor sister stood it as long as she could, and then she put him into second grade. And then, of course, then he had to do more work. And in the first grade, he was just a source of trouble because he knew he could read and he could write. And he knew most of the first grade work before he went in there. So that it was a care to the none. I never did it again because I realized that it wasn't of any value.
Uh-huh.
It only made the child out of its element,
uh-huh.
And it was a nuisance to the teacher.
Uh-huh.
So.
And then you didn't have so much time again.
No, didn't have so much time, but.
You didn't have the time then either.
No, but I just realized that it wasn't right.
Well, was he always good in school, Frank? I mean, good in marks?
Yes, of course he could have been much better than he was because, I mean, if he'd studied or really tried, as he could have, but he always got along.
When did this business start of showing the reports, or?
Well, that was the night, one night in the month that we'd have report night. And then Otto used to come out to save Pop's ire for report night. And of course, anybody that got 90s and 100s, they got a dollar. And anybody that got a 70 or a 60, well, they got the stick. And there was always a great deal of excitement on one report night. And they brought the reports home for Pop to sign them.
But he would enjoy that, wouldn't he?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh. A big kick out of it. He'd come home all prepared. It's a shame, I think, that the smaller children get reports. Because they really don't show the child's standing or intelligence at all. Of course, they have to have some system to go by.
What could they have instead of reports?
I wouldn't know what they could have. It certainly was a night to be feared around here. Report night. You never know how it would end up.
When did you first figure that I had an interest in the seminary? When I
Oh, I thought you had an interest in the seminary all the time because you were quieter. And you didn't have very much interest in outside things like Frank did. You were more studious, and you seemed to enjoy studying more. I don't know whether Frank did or not, but at that time he didn't. He was always too ready to get out. No,